A little bit of the jitters as we start this episode. Welcome back to another great episode. My name is Omar, and this is my fabulous Juan. Co-host. We're back at it again with another great episode. A pot and cut. No rules. No limits. No. Who knows what we'll talk about today?
No censorship. I always laughed in those MTV shows, you know, when it would be like, no censorship. And I was like, oh, shit. As a kid, it'd just be like, yes, I want to watch that.
But all that really is, it's like they won't bleep out the like them saying shit, but they'll still bleep out like fuck. And you're like, wait, what?
Did you ever watch that Scar show?
Oh yeah, the one where like the guy with like the spiky hair or whatever be like, Scarred.
No. It was I think it was Scar or some other name exactly, but it was like mainly just like kind of like America's Funniest Videos where people fall and shit. But, like, you would see their bones sticking out. Like, straight up see their bones sticking out. Oh, really? I don't remember the guy.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Really? Oh, damn.
The guy was, like, super cheesy. He'd be like, welcome to Scar. You know?
That may be it. That sounds about right. I just remember the bones. I'm like, damn, yo. That bone is white. It's crazy.
Yeah, dude. The one that I remember the most was, like, I think a guy was, like, roller skating or rollerblading. And, like, the sound he made when he, like brings his arm up to, like, the video. He's like, like, it's just, like, straight up spooked. Like, just straight spooked.
I thought you were going to talk about the bone crunching. I was like, you just, like, ooh.
No, like, I don't even think it crunched. It was literally just, like, it popped out. It was, like, right here just popped out. And it's, like, the whitest shade of white you could possibly see or imagine.
That's like, the worst.
Hella white. And I'm, like, seeing that as a little kid on the TV, as my parents are, like, probably in the kitchen. And then the must have someone, they're, like... What is a kid watching?
What are you watching?
I'm just over here just watching that.
Same thing. I would only watch it when my mom wasn't home. So,
yeah. I used to try to get away with things because I knew my parents didn't really speak English all that well. But I think I was just lying to myself. They could understand it. They just couldn't speak it all that well. But they could understand it.
Old enough.
Yeah, breaking bones, man. I'm honestly pretty thankful I haven't broken a bone yet. I have like a slight, you know, shoulder issue, but in terms of broken bones, I mean, I'm good.
Pretty good too. I think I have torn ligaments in these two fingers from soccer, but that's about it. So I can't go like this fully thing, which I can do on this hand.
Oh, but interesting.
That's the
only
thing.
I never knew that about you.
Yep. Soccer. I went up for the ball, landed on my hand, and then had two other people land on top of me. So, yeah. It was not good for my hand. They said you can have surgery for it, but they say the only reason to really get it is if you play guitar like professionally. And I was really trying to make the argument to my mom of like, Mom, I play the guitar. Remember, I hadn't played in like 3 years at that point. I was just trying to get the surgery for whatever reason. Yeah. As a kid, I was just like, give me the surgery. And I'm sure it was super expensive, which is why my mom was like, no. But like, I remember as a kid, I was just like, why can't you just get me the surgery? You know, just like as a kid, I'm just thinking now, like, damn, I was just asking her for straight up like $30,000 or $40,000 right there. I had never even thought about it, obviously. Just like that would have been an expensive surgery. But so
that is pretty
still
crazy.
In there. Financials.
But you don't feel any pain from that or anything like that?
No pain. It's just I just can't do this essentially. I don't think it's ever really prevented me from like lifting either, because you know, like your grip, like you have to close your hand,
right?
Or maybe I just haven't noticed it, but I think for the most part hasn't affected
that's
me.
On your right hand.
My right hand, which is my dominant hand. We're still here though.
Hey, well,
I hear that you don't need these ligaments to have a podcast, so you know, just saying.
Hey, I think you're onto something there. I think you're onto something.
You gotta look at the positive side, man. Come on.
There you go. Hey, well, you know what they say, you know, what doesn't break you only makes you stronger.
I like that you actually said that. I really thought you were going to go with some super cheesy thing and make a joke out of it, because that's your style usually.
Well, I was actually going to go for a sexual joke, but.
Nice. Okay.
And we are on a pot of cut, so I guess technically I still could.
Thank you for. No, you're good. You're good. Let's move on from there.
I mean, yeah, we'll just move on. But I'll spare you guys the ears. But just know that that was there. Okay, guys.
All right. He took the high road.
Yeah. I'm a bigger person, bro. But I mean, alongside that, right? What doesn't break you makes you stronger. I mean, we when we talk, you know, amongst ourselves, like besides the podcast, right? We like to share, you know, like our struggles and what we're going with, and like, you know, recently you've been like share some like frustration with me, right, about like some things going on and stuff. And like, before we get into that, like, we were slightly talking about this, like right now, like it's just hilarious to think like we will almost in our own minds make it seem like it's the end of the world. Like we will literally die, you know, like we're going to die trying to do whatever it is that we need to do. And it's like darkness. It's like the middle of the night. There's no sunshine. There's only like one little spotlight, like miles away. And we're like, we've been walking for days and we're like on our knees and arms. And, you know, like, it's literally like that kind of a situation. And then it's all of a sudden, like somebody just like flips a switch, turns the light on, like, oh yeah, I guess it's not so bad, huh? Oh damn. Look, it's there's a rainbow right there, you know?
Yeah, for real though. Yeah. It's a really odd thing, isn't it? I think.
Yeah.
I think the older I get, the less and less I do it, which is probably not good, or maybe it is good. I don't know. I really, it could be on either side of it, but yeah, what Omar is like referring to is just like that appreciation, that acknowledgement. I think from my end, just like, I'm actually pretty happy, you know, all things considered. Not that like I'm not happy and I just realized it, like I've been happy. It's just, again, not putting it aside, is just not focusing on my happiness and my comfort, which I am happy and I am comfortable. I mean, I make a decent amount of money. I have my own place. I have food. You know, I have enough money to like travel. Those are just comforts of life that you can't just like throw away and just be like, oh, well, who cares about that? Like they certainly contribute to my happiness, but I do in some sense ignore them. And like you said, decide to focus on the gritty, on the suffering, on the parts of life that suck. As I was mentioning to you, to Omar, last week, I think it was, or maybe the week before, I've been watching this show called Last Chance University, Last Chance U, about this community college, which is the last sort of chance for football players to make it to the NFL, essentially. And I'm a fan of football, but honestly, the football isn't really the part that interests me. It's just the matter of like these kids, and they are kids because they're anywhere between 18 to like 20, I'd say, looking to transfer to a four-year university to play college football. They're not in good places. They're not in good places emotionally. They're not in good places financially. They dive into like their history. Like a lot of them like come from like single parent households. Like there's a case where one guy, like his dad killed his mom and then committed suicide, like really dark, fucked up things like that. And I won't go into more details, like check it out if you want to, but, and I know it's like, for some people it could be a turnoff, right? Because like, I really had a hard day at work. Like, let me just chill. Let me watch some SpongeBob, some whatever comes on, you know, something that just makes me smile. Shout out SpongeBob and John. Because just every time I think about SpongeBob, I think about John.
Shout out the homie.
Yeah. But I love that because it's not like I had an easy childhood. Like I had a difficult childhood. I struggled. But as I was mentioning to you, like there's always someone that struggled more than you. You know, there's always someone that had it worse than you. Same thing. There's always someone that had it better than you. But I choose to focus on those people that had it worse than me. And in some sense, sort of channel their energy. And that's what I love about that specific show. Like they're, it really is life or death for them. Like it's literally life or death for them. It wasn't life or death for me. And it isn't life or death for me now, but I still try to capture that sort of mindset and have that, I don't know, that dog inside of me, I guess, to just think, what if this is life or death? You know, what if this is life or death? Because it very well could be, right? Taking one wrong step, you could very easily end up, you know, down in bedrock and just at the bottom of your life. So anyways, I've been talking for a while, but yeah, that sort of anger, suffering, I don't know. I like it.
I love it too, man. It's a weird state of mind that you enter sometimes. And I guess it also depends upon like what situation we're talking about, right? Like one of the easiest to talk about and the most common would be like, you know, you're at the gym, right? Sometimes you channel that inner struggle, right? And throughout my life, I knew people that had a much, much, much more difficult upbringing. And as I would talk to, you know, my friends or just other people that I knew that were going through it, I would always tell them, like, I might not be going directly through what you're going through, but I feel for you, you know? And I'm never going to say, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about, because I don't, and I never will. But yeah, all I can do as a friend or somebody that cares is say, I'll be here for you, man. And, you know, I want to share that struggle with you, right? Mm-hmm. And so sometimes when I'm going through some deep waters, right, I almost channel those other struggles as well. It's like those struggles are now shared with my own, right? Because yep. I think part of this process of like growing as a person, pushing yourself to your absolute limits, you realize that the struggle is shared. It's not just you alone in this world. You know, there are other people that are out there on that same kind of pathway. And it's really a shared struggle. I mean, mm-hmm. when you would tell me certain things a while back, I couldn't necessarily relate. If anything, I was like, I wish I knew what you're talking about. And I could kind of try to sympathize. I could try to kind of picture it, right? But ultimately, I was like, we're on two different sides of the world. I mean, what you're talking about just doesn't really resonate with me.
Literally. But two different sides of the world.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, physically, literally, yeah. But also, like, mentally speaking, it's like total different night and day, right? But once I started my journey, I was like, I get it, man. Like I fucking get it, dude.
Right.
yeah. And it's like the kind of stuff that keeps you up at night, the kind of stuff that keeps you restless, like where you can't sleep because you know of like how much weight is on your shoulders, how much work you have to do, what things you need to do. And it's not just things that are being asked of you at your job. It's not just things that are asked of you at the gym, right? Your next PR. It's things that you're asking of yourself. And that is like the absolute most difficult thing in life. Because if you truly are honest with yourself and you're like, I need this for myself. I need this. I need this. We're talking about like a skyscraper compared to like a little shack, you know, like all these jobs, all these career choices that you could have, they'll ask a lot of you, right? But as we've learned, any job can be completed. Any task at hand can be completed, right? With time, with patience, with perhaps a little bit more background knowledge, a little bit more experience. And you'll get it done. You'll get to check that off your list. But what about the things that aren't that easy? Those are the things that we're talking about, right? The things that you yourself aspire to become at some point in the future, the things that you set as your dream goal, right? That you say, yeah, maybe someday in the future, I'd like to become an entrepreneur. Someday I'd like to become a businessman. I'd like to have multiple businesses or be, you know, involved in real estate, have multiple houses and stuff. That's what we're talking about. Yep. And you push yourself every day, like, I need to be this. I need to become this. That's me. I need to identify as that. That needs to be my new identity, right? And you push yourself like excessively to get there. Like, that's what we're talking about. Because those kinds of goals that you set for yourself, those kinds of limits that you set for yourself, oof, prepare yourself. I mean, goddamn, dude. And those are the things that we're talking about, that when we're talking about these things amongst ourselves, it's almost kind of like hilarious because we have to take a step back and we're like, we might not be quite there, but we made it so far already. Like, we've accomplished so much already. We're doing so great for ourselves. Like, we would literally make our younger selves proud already, but it's not good enough. Sure. Because it never is.
It never is. First of all, I just want to note, I really like the way that you just said that, like shouldering other people's suffering and obstacles. That's a very elegant way of saying it. And I definitely agree with that. Things that my mom has gone through, things that you have gone through, things that my sisters have gone through. And again, even like strangers on the TV show that I'm looking at, I'm like, damn, they went through that shit. Like,
yeah,
they went through that. And it's, I don't know, I don't really visualize it. Like, I'm in their position, but it's just knowing the intense struggle that other people are going through just to me makes me drive harder, because I know that when you face that sort of, those sort of odds against you, you either live or you die. Really is that. You may live, but you're really, and again, it happened to a couple of the kids that were playing there. They ended up getting a girl pregnant. They ended up working at a minimum wage at McDonald's. You know, again, it doesn't mean that that person is going to be unhappy. They could live a very fulfilled life. That's fine. But they'll be the first ones to tell you that's not what they wanted to do, right? That's not them living up to their potential. And when you see people like that, really at the edge of life or death, sometimes literally, sometimes figuratively, that just drives me. Because like I said, you either live or you die. And the people who live are the people who you hear these amazing stories from, are the people who are the motivational speakers, the David Goggins, right? It's a perfect example. Like, you live or you die. He lived. And once you live, you face so much, nothing else in life challenges you. Correction, not nothing else in life challenges you, but nothing else in life challenges you to that level, right? As many marathons or broken feet or whatever else you can have out there, nothing else compares to a bad childhood or the way that you were raised, going through foster care system, things of that sort. So anyways, that I think for me, and then the reason why I wanted to talk about this in this episode, even though it's uncut, has led to a lot of frustrations, I would say, from my end, that I've expressed to Omar. We talked previously. Again, I have mixed feelings about those talks that we have in terms of like we said, like, oh, what if we put this out there? On one end, I think like, wow, people would love this. On the other hand, I think that people would not understand it at all and would just think like, you guys are just talking out of your ass. Like, you just, you like chill, dude, chill. I literally feel like 90% of people listening to me talk in that sort of like mini meeting that me and you had would just be like, chill, dude. It's okay. It's not so bad. And that would drive me insane and just be like, no, you don't understand. And they really don't understand, right? Maybe someone out there does understand, but it's a very small amount of people. And the further I go in life, for me, really, this isn't to like put myself on some sort of level, but the more I realize I'm just different from people.
Right.
It's a gift and a curse at the same time. Right. You just heard us say, like, I don't often think about like my happiness like that, even though I am happy. That's the curse, right? The gift is I have accomplished a lot of things, and forget about everything that I've accomplished. To me, it's more of the trajectory that I'm on, right? The financial trajectory, sure, more so the mental trajectory and what I can do with it, right? If I can help you out, if I can help my mom out, if I can help other low-income communities, help people avoid the sort of life that I have lived and the life that other people have lived that is worse than my own, right? Again, that like in that show, that is something that I hope to do and I know will be an effect of this struggle. So that's kind of why I'm willing to do it. Part of it also, I think, is that little bit of youth of just like, let's take it to the limit and see what we have.
Right. Just running in any direction for the simple purpose of just running and then sprinting as far as you possibly can until you're out of breath, but then still going after that.
Exactly.
Yeah. The thing is, like, I'm like I've expressed before, I'm very social. I'm very open. I don't mind sharing my innermost feelings and thoughts. And especially part of like me trying to rehabilitate myself, I had to learn to express a lot of feelings that I wasn't comfortable sharing. Right. But now where I currently am, I've realized
a long way.
Oh, absolutely.
Now that you say that.
Yeah. But now where I currently am, I've realized that there are certain thoughts and certain feelings that are simply meant to be felt, but not shared, simply because you would gain absolutely nothing from sharing it with the public. You know, whether it's something embarrassing, right, or something very personal, but not to say that we should all have, you know, quote unquote secrets, right? But there's just certain truths that we live or that we live by that just nobody would ever understand. And trying to explain that to somebody, it would be literally like speaking to a brick wall, because it'd be just you hearing yourself speak and not receiving anything back. It wouldn't be you receiving any feedback. It wouldn't you receiving any sort of tips or additional knowledge on whatever topic you're talking about. It'd literally be talking to like a wall.
And can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's generally something I want to know, and it's exactly like on the lines of what you're saying. Can that be communicated? Is there a way for it to be communicated? Like what I told you that last sort of time that we spoke, is there a way that you think that could be put out there in a way that people would understand? I'm not saying everyone necessarily, but because that seems quite impossible, but some percentage. And I ask because it's a super weird feeling in me. It literally feels like something wants to come out of me. Like it's just like some sort of fire inside of me. And on some level, I want people to understand, because it's a lonely feeling that I feel sometimes, knowing what I have inside, knowing those thoughts that I have, and frankly, not knowing if someone else has that. I know that there are a lot of incredible people out there who have something else inside of them. Yeah, I probably could never understand, but do you think there's a way to communicate that?
Perhaps. I mean, that wouldn't be up to me to decide, right? Because this is, in this scenario, we're talking about you and
what generally. You're feeling,
right? Generally, again, perhaps, but the thing is, as we've expressed in the past, there's certain levels to life, right? Imagine being who Juan was back in middle school, speaking to you now.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what are you talking about? Like, that makes no sense. Like, okay, cool, bro. Yeah, for sure, bro. Like, this guy's fucking crazy, you know?
Just Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh and Dragon Ball Z. That was me in middle school.
Ah, nice. Nice. Yeah, I don't think it's something that would be generally accepted just because most people wouldn't understand. But it can happen with selected individuals that are perhaps also on the same pathway or aspiring to be. But it would be the equivalent of like going to a church of one religion and trying to tell them about the Bible from another religion, you know? So the whole belief system is different. The whole structure is probably different. It just, all of it doesn't align, right? The way that you think, and perhaps even the way I think, has been like broken down over and over and over again, questioned, reflected on, asked about, broken down again. Like, it's a very specific way of thinking. You don't just achieve that kind of thinking space or that kind of thought process immediately just because you want to, you know. It's like the equivalent of like trying to teach work ethic. You can't teach work ethic. You can't. Yeah. You either have it or you don't. And that's why I think it would be very difficult, but perhaps it can be done. But again, to like selected individuals, I mean, if everybody was on this level, I mean, it'd be great, because I'd just be, you know, chopping up game with anybody. Like, oh, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Oh, okay, that's cool, bro. Yeah, okay, you have a point there. Yeah, maybe I should try that. But that's the thing. When you get to a certain level, you're just kind of on your own. I mean, unless you yourself are trying to inspire the people around you, like in this case, you trying to inspire me and help me get on my path, on my journey, it's kind of the only way, right? The other way would be like wanting to mentor somebody, right? You see perhaps something in somebody else that you think is a good quality to have that they might not see within themselves, and you start mentoring them with time. Again, you know, the same way that you did with me, you kind of turn them onto that. You're like, hey, well, look, things could be like this. Things are slightly different. Don't be distracted by this external stuff. Internalize this, internalize your struggle, make it your definition for being who you are. Right. It's difficult. I've had conversations with other people and it just kind of doesn't really go anywhere. I'll brush upon it and then it kind of just fizzles out, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, man. That generally, it does have some sort of lonely effect on me sometimes. Like not being able to communicate that, right? Because if I, for example, go to work and I mess up with something, I break something and I'm like, yo, Omar, like I broke this. You're like, oh man, yeah, I've done that a couple times, you know? I broke this glass over here. I messed up over here. Like, there's things that we understand each other, right? I'm sure everyone like listening to this can understand a time that you went to work and you messed up. There are certain things that you can just communicate and we all understand it. And that makes you feel okay, right? Because you're like, oh, okay, Omar's fucked up before and this, cool. Like, oh yeah, this other friend of mine, like he actually messed up in a similar way and he's still okay. He's still good. Mm. There's this sort of though, like, I don't call it fear. It's just this like feeling of like, well, who can I ask about this? Right?
Like, who can you turn to?
Who can I turn to with this? That's the aspect that like, and this is some vulnerability, but like does cause some sort of loneliness in me, I think, because it's like, who understands this, right? That I think that's really the source of the frustration that I have sometimes and that I've expressed to you. And I've expressed it specifically relating to like the company that I work for, because they've allowed me to grow pretty quickly. The thing is, yeah. I want to grow at a like literally exponential pace, like literally, yeah. Literally. And part of that frustration is like, all right, can you guys allow me to move forward quicker? So on and so forth, which again, is still something that I'm trying to work through. But thinking about it now, it really extends much, much deeper than just that, right? That's just the latest extension, this job and this work. Can you allow me to grow? Can you allow me to do this at my pace? But in some sense, I've been doing this my entire life, right? Since, not my entire life, I suppose, but since I really started changing my mindset, since I started changing the person I am in general, right? And that, again, I just haven't found someone, something, some way to communicate this and be able to relate to someone else's struggle or frustrations in the same way that I have felt them. Not even in a similar way, I would say.
Mm.
But yeah, not to get too depressive there, but you know.
I don't think it's depressing at all. I think you've reached the point of your journey where it is like that. It's a lonesome journey. I mean, we've said that before, right? That it's kind of like a lonely journey. I mean,
I was really hoping it wouldn't be though.
Yeah.
Internally.
Yeah, because there is a comfort in knowing that there's people that know exactly what you're talking about or yeah. that you can lean on, right? For either, you know, depending on the person, you know, either for sympathy, for tips, for advice, just for comfort, whatever, right? But there is a comfort in that. But once you realize you're kind of on your own, it's like, who am I going to turn to complain? Who am I going to turn to bitch and moan? Like, yeah. That doesn't exist. So why even complain? So why even bitch and moan? When I get to the point of like, ah, man, I just feel like giving up. Who am I going to turn to that'll just respond to me? Nah, man, don't give up. You're doing great. There's nobody there. It's just yourself.
Talking about. It's like talking to, yeah. like what you were saying, it's like talking to a wall and it's like, there's no response. There's nothing back. And it literally feels like, and I think this is in some reason why sometimes I talk to myself. It just feels like I'm talking into the wall and it bounces right back and I'm just talking to myself. And yeah, I think that's partly why I think I've done that. It's not like I do it all the time, but like certain times when those thoughts go through my mind and I'm thinking about it and I'm frustrated, I just can't help but start talking to myself because I don't know who else to talk to about this. You know I can talk to you about this. I know I can talk to my mom, but it's just talking then, in a sense, you know, like I really am just saying something, but I don't feel like it's like, I suppose an understanding or some sort of like, oh yeah, I relate to that dude. Like for sure. That I can literally like, we can look at each other in the eyes and be like, yeah, okay. You're going through this. You're doing all right. I'm going to be all right as well. I don't know if I am.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of comes along with like our recent episode that we had put out about choosing your people. It's like when you speak to certain people, sometimes it almost seems like you're just making noises. But every now and then you'll come across people where you have a comprehensive conversation where when you look at them, like you're saying, it's like, you know exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah.
But I mean, it could be that perhaps you haven't found certain people that are in the same pathway as you. Perhaps it's that. It could also be that perhaps you yourself might be having some sort of a issue with fully opening up or fully connecting the words to the feelings, if that makes sense. Right.
Yeah.
Because I myself had gone through that. I don't know if this is necessarily what you're going through, but again, through the rehabilitation, right? There was things that I expressed that I had never even thought about before. And it spooked me. Like, it made me want to like close all the doors and like put on all the jackets and just, you know, like barricade myself. It was almost like I grossed myself out in a way. I was like, what am I even like speaking of right now? Like, this is weird, you know? Yeah. It literally felt the most uncomfortable I have, especially when you're like doing it with strangers. But there was something that came out of that where it's like, after going through that, I'm like, I will never struggle to tell somebody how I'm really feeling if they really care. I will never, you know, turn somebody away that they themselves are trying to do the same to me. Right. So it could also be that, you know, I don't know. I can't say that it is, but
yeah,
it could be a combination of things. Speaking to the wrong people as well as not fully opening up, you know, it could be a number of factors that perhaps keep you from really reaching people that could either give you insight or could give you a sense of direction, or at least at the very least tell you like, nah, you're doing all right. You know, of course, yeah, you got me, but even then I recognize that there's certain limitations to what I understand. Right. Because although we're on similar paths, I would say you're further ahead in yours than I am in mine, and in your own way. Of course we have different lives, but
sure. It's all relative.
Yeah. It's just like, I know when to recognize when somebody's at a different point in their life than my own. And I have no problem saying that. And I would definitely say that you are. So, you know, I recognize that there's only so much insight that I could provide based on what I've gone through. Right.
On some level, I feel like my struggle is unique. On some level, I also feel like my struggle is common, but on a different level, because in thinking about this, the aspect that makes me scared, the aspect that makes me feel alone, the aspect that is intimidating in some sense, is finding a way to be the full version of what I am. And something we spoke about, right? Again, that last episode, check it out, choosing your people. People that allow you to be the full version of yourself. In that same sense, I'm trying to figure out what version of me I can allow to be the full version of myself. Because I mentioned this before, right? Like, you imagine, I bring it up all the time, but like an example of like some person sprinting down the side of the sidewalk, and everyone's like, oh, what the hell? This person's crazy. Like, why are they sprinting so, you know, so hard? It's like 100 degrees outside. Literally, yeah, imagine just you looking at someone doing out there, like out there, that is doing some crazy thing. And your only sort of perspective on that is they must be crazy. That is the aspect of me that I'm, in some sense, I feel like suppressing, because that is me in some sense. I am the guy that would be doing that through life, right? Not necessarily that. I'm not a fan of sprinting like everyone else out there, but, you know, in life, I don't know how much of myself, like, I'm comfortable with still showing essentially to the world, right? And that thing that I, like, mentioned to you when we were talking was, my whole life, I've tempered my dreams. Always.
Yeah.
And I know it, because I recognize back in high school, I recognized I was doing it because I was limiting myself in terms of like where I thought I could go to college, what my career could be. Then when I went to college, I painted myself into a corner, and I'm like, oh, well, I'm this thing and I'm this thing and I'm this thing. Turns out I didn't want to be that thing. in all my life. Again, even after college, where now I feel like I'm a completely different person than I am, there's still some level of not knowing if the dreams I'm going for are actually the full dreams that I want to go for. And in most cases, I think they're not. They're just not, right?
Well,
I've talked to the company that I work for, and I've said, hey, I want this position. I want this position. Every time I come back to talk to you, I'm like, actually, I was lying. I don't want that position. I want like the position, like 4 or 5 levels higher than that. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now that literally is me for life in general, right? Extrapolate that same thought process for life. All of my dreams that I really have, the things that I've mentioned to you, to my mom, to everyone, right? Like the financial stability, the success, the, you know, giving back to the community, all of that that I have, I've only expressed a fraction of like what I actually want to do. Because internally, again, I don't know if it's a fear, I don't know if it's a disbelief, I'm not allowing that those like other dreams, the real ones, to come out because of being that guy, right? That everyone looks like on the side of the sidewalk, be like, oh, that guy's crazy. Like, you can never do that, right? Not that I care that they'll say like that they'll never do that, but still.
Yeah. I have like this image in my head that I think would help our listeners imagine where you're coming from.
Okay.
I think most people in their life would probably be the people out the track jumping the hurdles, right? And probably trip and fall and get back up and then keep trying to jump the hurdles, right? Every now and then, there's going to be some guy that just fucking sprints right through them. Right. I think that's you. You're just sprinting through them. And it's like beautiful chaos. People around you would not understand what the fuck you're doing. But in that moment in time, it's like you're like on another level. You're like, I understand this. Like, I understand what I'm doing. Like, trust me. I know what I'm doing.
I think that's beautiful chaos. I think that's close. I would say I'm not running the hurdles perfectly. I would slightly change that vision and say I'm the guy that's sprinting through the hurdles, making a good amount of those jumps. But the guy that like every let's say 5 falls and like this is very visual, but just breaks his knee or something like that, and then gets right back up and tries to do it again. And then he breaks his other, like literally, in my mind, I'm just like, that's such a fucked up picture to think about because that's the picture that I have of myself. But that is the aspect. I'm not running a perfect hurdles. I'm not here to pretend that I'm some perfect individual in any sort of sense. I'm just the guy that like with my broken knee, with whatever happens to that, I will try to beat everyone there. And then on top of that, beat myself. That's that level of like, imagine like a whole bloody face, like what the fuck is wrong with this guy? Like, should go to the hospital or something. And I'm like, nah, I'm not done yet.
Should we get this guy some help? Like, shut up. I'm not finished yet.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. And like, look at that, right? I mean, I know I self-reflect enough to know that that's fucking insane. Like, it's insane to think about it that way. I even thinking about that again, I'm like, that sounds like a crazy fucking person. I acknowledge that.
Yeah.
But that is in some way how I see myself going through this life. So does that make me a crazy person? I don't know.
I think people call people crazy simply because they can't even begin to fathom what kind of thoughts are in that person's thinking space, right? Like, people used to call Albert Einstein crazy. People used to call Da Vinci crazy. People called what was the name of the artist that cut his ear off? Van Gogh.
Vincent Van Gogh. Yep.
They called him crazy. Maybe. Who knows?
Like, I kind of was crazy. But yeah.
But hey, I mean, going back to what I said, it's beautiful chaos, right? Because these are noteworthy people. These are people that achieved absolutely everything they possibly physically could within their lifetime. They did it all. They rose above their own expectations and other people's expectations. They really did it all. If there was ever a competition of like who did what in this lifetime or what life is, right? Like, those people would be up there. You can't, no matter how far away back in time they existed, like, you cannot ignore them, right? And I think that's what we tend to call people crazy for. It's like, oh, this guy's weird. I mean, I can't understand him. Like, he's talking about crazy stuff. Like, this guy makes no sense. It's like, he's not crazy. Yeah. Like, you just don't understand him. That's the problem, that the majority of the people don't understand. So because it's against the norm, they're cast as the crazy ones. I might say it's the other way around. The rest of the people are crazy. The rest of the people are in these huge depths to society, right? Just to post it on social media, cast themselves as successful. Well, the outliers are out here trying to change the world. Who's really crazy? You know?
I really pride myself on not caring what people think and not allowing those social constructs to get inside your mind. And for the most part, I'd honestly say about like 90-something percent of the things out there that society thinks are important or not important or things are bad or good, I don't abide by and just try to do my own thing. What you're talking about, though, is probably within that small 2% that does somehow get into my mind. I'm not going to lie, because it's a crazy idea. It's a crazy, again, it's maybe I'm not choosing the right word, right? Like you're saying, like, maybe crazy isn't the right word, but it's just that sort of person. Even I grew up thinking like, oh, they're insane. Why would you do that? Right. First time I heard about David Goggins and all he was doing, I thought he was insane. Right now, not so much. A lot of people as well that I started following, I thought the same about. And again, it's just one of those things that I recognize it's creeped into my mind of like, am I that?
You know? Right.
And is it a socially acceptable thing? Which I know you'll say, and I know in my mind, like, fuck society, but it's such a hard thing for me to do because it's like, it's not an easy thing, right? It's not like some simple thing of like filters and Instagram and makeup, like things that you could push aside. It's like fundamentally in my mind who I am, and also fundamentally in my mind raising up, growing up in the society, the thought that I have, right? And these, you have these two fundamentally conflicting ideas that are butting each other all the fucking time. And you think, who's going to win? Right? That's at least in my mind. I'm like, well, something has to give at some point.
Yeah.
Either that part of me is going to give in and I won't be that sort of quote unquote crazy person, or the crazy person is going to bust through and then we'll find out who I am, I guess.
I guess we shall. Yeah. I mean,
one day.
That is a little tricky. I mean, I myself would probably say the same thing, that I'm like, I don't care what people think about me. But then again, my face is all over the internet. And of course I care what I look like on the internet. You know, I've definitely like silenced that voice in my head though, a lot more compared to when I was younger. Like I cared way too much. I guess to a certain extent I kind of care, but
put the image aside. That's what I'm saying. Forget about the image, what you look like. To me, the representation of a person is what they say and what they do.
Sure.
That's the aspect that you can't run away from to me. I can change how I look if I care enough, which I don't, but I can't change how I think. That's the unmovable object in some sense, right?
Right.
That's like what I'm talking about specifically.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. I mean, when I meet people, that's like what I instantly go to. I'm like, I want to see what they think. Like, what's their point of view in life? What's their point of view on certain topics that are, for most people, like, no, we don't talk about that. Or like, that's like, no, we don't touch that topic. Like, I like hitting the heavy topics to really try to get to know somebody, right? Like on mental health, on what happiness really is, you know, like what kind of struggles have you faced? What was your youth like? You know, literally like all that stuff, like traumas. Like I want to get to know somebody through all of those things, right?
Yeah.
Because that really does define somebody. Your social media presence or your social skills really don't matter. I mean, there's people that are very quiet that keep to themselves, but they're great people that I've met. There's the people that are like social butterflies like myself that are also great people. You know, it doesn't really matter. But it's the way they think and the way they actually express those thoughts that really dictates what kind of a person they are.
Yeah, agree. I think before we wrap it up, one last thing. I'd like to ask you, because I've been talking quite a bit, but before we wrap it up, I know that you also have, I don't know if I would call it a fire or some dog inside of you, right? That is leading you forward in some sense.
Yeah.
And the basic question to ask would be like, where do you think you're going? That's kind of boring to me, though. To me, what part of that, is there a part of that that maybe scares you in who you want to be, who you are, all of that? Because I know that through your life, you've suppressed a lot of parts of who you are. By necessity, sometimes to survive, sometimes to become unnoticed, sometimes to, you know, go undercover, whatever it is. But I know that they're still in there, right? Bit by bit, they're coming out. And at some point, I expect a lot more of it to come out.
Yeah.
Is there something there?
Honestly. Yeah. No, sorry, go ahead.
Is there something in there that you're, like I said, like sort of afraid to come out?
I mean, I'm scared of it in general, because I don't know when it's going to stop, how it's going to stop, or where it's going to end. I mean, yeah, I've thought about that. I mean, where does this really end? Right? Why would it end? Would it be by choice? Would it be through somebody else? Like, I don't know. There's a certain fear that comes to me thinking about the unknowns, and that is one of the unknowns that I could only compare to probably death, really.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of aligned to me. Because complacency no longer really exists in my life, because nothing really is ever good enough. So I really don't know where it's going to end. I mean, like, words. I talk about, and I use these examples more often because they're easier to understand, I guess. But like being at the gym, like I've said it multiple times and I've done it multiple times. I will literally hit a PR. That's like the absolute most I can do. And then after doing that, I will attempt to do another one, like for absolutely no reason, just because my inner will tells me to, right? Because I've been so complacent in my previous earlier years that now it's like, I almost feel like I have to catch up. Or make double time for the stuff that I didn't do before, for the effort I wasn't putting in before. But that literally is killing me. Like, it literally kills you, right? And so that's what I'm saying. Like, that's, yeah, there's a lot of fear in that. Like, I might be my own demise because I'm overworking myself or overdoing it to the point where it's like the wheels will fall off the wagon and it's still going to keep moving because I'm still pushing it behind, you know? I'm like, no, we're still good, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm very scared of that. But at this point, though, it's the only way I know how to live. I don't know how to live any other way. And I'm not going back to how I used to be. So there's no choice. And that's what I told you before, too. Like, there's no choice. It's not an option. There is no option. There's only one. That's one pathway. That's the only thing. Either you get it done or you get it done. You could sleep on it, but you're still going to wake up and get it done, right? It's a stupid ass mentality sometimes. It really kind of bothers me sometimes.
It sounds like you have a little bit of that crazy in you too, Omar.
Yeah, I might. Yeah.
Who knows? That sounds quite familiar, which is why I'm saying that. That sounds very, very familiar, which is why I'm like, all right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, only people that would understand are the ones that are literally putting themselves through that. And if you guys are out there and are listening to this, reach out to us. I want to get to know those people. But
shout out to you.
Also, shout out to you. And if you are out there, you're not alone. I mean, who really knows where this is going to end, right? For you, for myself, for both of us, we don't know. I mean, we're essentially trying to reach uncharted territory within our journeys, right?
Yeah.
But more power to us, right?
We'll find out. All right. I think that's a good place to end it. Oh, cheers with a little bit of water here.
Hey, drink that water.
Yeah, I think that's a good place to leave it. Still an uncut episode, but very focused, actually. More focused than I think either of us were sort of expecting, but that's the beauty of the uncut episodes. So
you don't know what's going to happen.
You don't know what's going to happen. Take us home, Omar.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. As always, make sure to check us out on Instagram at The Intrinsic Podcast. That's Intrinsic with a Y. Check us out. Like our stuff. Comment. Share it. Hit our DMs. Again, shout out to everybody that's been supporting us and promoting our stuff. We appreciate you guys. Continuing to build it up day by day. Also, if you're interested in our episodes, other episodes that we record, they are on YouTube, Spotify. And if you're looking for audio only, you could check it out probably on Anchor and other podcast listening platforms. We're out there. We're making it easy for you guys. You don't have to look too far. And if you're on Instagram, if you're on YouTube, you're already on there anyways. So might as well, you know, tap it in, check us out. So
I hear it's free.
And it's free. Well, look at that. To support is free. Nice. God damn. What are you looking
for? Who knew that? Who knew that, huh?
You don't even got to pay.
Yep. Free.
Yeah.
Appreciate you all. Definitely, like Omar said, if there are any of you that connect a little bit stronger to the things that we're saying, hit us up. Always looking forward to meeting new people and maybe on some level feeling a little less lonely on my end for that. So yeah, hit us up, hit the subscribe button, like all that good stuff, and we'll see you guys next week for another awesome episode. All right.
Thanks, everybody.